Well, Donald Trump was campaigning in Florida yesterday, as was President Obama, on behalf of Hillary Clinton. Trump's former rival, Marco Rubio, is trying to hold on to his Senate seat in that state. And there's another tight race in Florida's 26th congressional district, where Republican incumbent Congressman Carlos Curbelo is trying to win his second term. He's facing the Democrat Joe Garcia. Patricia Mazzei is political writer for the Miami Herald, and she joins us from Miami for this week's District Profile. And we want to start by setting the stage, Patty. Like Rubio, Carlos Curbelo was born in Miami to Cuban exiles. Rubio's parents left before Castro's rise. Curbelo's fled Castro in the 60s. And unlike Rubio, Curbelo says he will not vote for Donald Trump. How's that impacting this race?
Curbelo was an early Trump rejector on the Republican side. And you would think that maybe that has taken Trump off the table in the campaign, but it hasn't, because Democrats have made a point of trying to tie every incumbent Republican to Trump. And so Curbelo has gotten to the point where he has a TV ad running where he explicitly rejects both Clinton and Trump. So he is basically running against his party's own nominee at this point.
Is that hurting him?
We don't know, because there has not been a lot of public polling in the race. I think people have shown a willingness in South Florida to split the ticket, but this is a very tight district. It has swung from Republican to Democrat to Republican since 2010, and presidential years tend to favor Democrats.
Well, here's another ad from Congressman Curbelo. This was released in September, shows him fishing with one of his daughters.
Growing up in Florida, some of your greatest memories are fishing with Dad or collecting shells with Mom. A hobby for some, a livelihood for others.
This can't be taken away from us. I'm Carlos Curbelo. I've worked with both parties to protect the Everglades. I battled lobbyists to protect the Keys from oil spills.
You know, what is the question he has about Donald Trump? He's sitting there with his daughter fishing. What is his protest of Trump?
I mean, he was the guy who posited that Trump could be a plant for the Democrats early on in the Republican primary. I mean, he just says that he's erratic and can't be trusted. Mm. Curbelo has run as a moderate ever since this seat was redrawn to favor the Democrats. And in kind of centrist South Florida, it is difficult to find an elected Republican who is willing to be a Trump fan. There are some, but he is not the only local member of Congress who has rejected Trump.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look at the Democrat, Joe Garcia. He represented the district in 2012, but as you said, lost re-election to Curbelo 2 years ago. Here's an ad from his campaign from early June. He referred to his time representing this district 2 years ago.
We need to make sure we raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. We need to grow the middle class. It's an essential part of who we are and what we are as a country. One of the things that we tried to do when we were in Washington is make sure that you knew exactly where I stood on issues of importance. Whether it be a woman's right to choose, healthcare and fighting Republican attempts to take it away, whether it be the issue of immigration reform, each and every one of these things were essential to the future of our community.
So that's the Democrat Joe Garcia, also born in Miami, also two Cuban immigrant parents. But unlike his opponent, Curbelo, he does support his party's standard bearer, Hillary Clinton. How does that impact him?
Well, when Clinton has campaigned lately in South Florida, when President Obama campaigned for her yesterday, they have mentioned Joe Garcia. Joe Garcia has gotten a speaking role at these rallies. He's trying to benefit off of the coattail effect here, where every time there's a big name surrogate or the candidate herself in town, he can win maybe a few votes and a little bit media while they're here. A
big controversy, though, in his campaign. His former chief of staff, Jeffrey Garcia, no relation, served time in jail for an illegal scheme to request mail ballots online on behalf of unsuspecting voters. Now, no ballots were sent, but again, this was the candidate Joe Garcia's chief of staff. How's that hurting the candidate?
Well, Joe Garcia was never charged with any wrongdoing, but it was largely what fueled his loss 2 years ago. I mean, it was a campaign based on character issues, and Curbelo is running from a similar stance now. He's saying, I don't have this blemish on my record, and if we're both moderates, then you should pick me.
Again, both candidates in this congressional district were born to Cuban parents. What role has Cuba and President Obama's move to improve relations with the country played in this congressional race?
Cuba has been a key difference in the race. Curbelo opposes Obama's policy, generally speaking. Garcia supports it. And they really have delved into the details. I mean, it's not just whether we should have relations with the Cuban government, but Curbelo thinks that the U.S. should curtail federal benefits that are given automatically to Cubans because they're giving refugee status when they arrive in the United States. And Garcia says, no way, you shouldn't close the door to the same people who, your countrymen, essentially. You should not try to take away the benefits that your family and my family benefited from. So Cuba is certainly a sore spot.
Pivotal topic in the election there. Patricia Mazzei, political writer for the Miami Herald, checking in on Florida's 26th congressional district in this week's District Profile. Patty, thank you.
My pleasure.